WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Breaking news this morning, police in Des Moines, Iowa say two officers were ambushed and killed early this morning. Police spokesman Sergeant Paul Parizic.
In all appearances, it looks just like that these officers were ambushed. On the surface right now, we're just a few hours into this, it doesn't look like there was any interaction between these officers and whoever the coward is that shot them while they sat in their cars.
The shootings happened about 2 miles and 20 minutes apart. Authorities say they are now developing suspect information. Donald Trump is urging Democrats who've already cast an early ballot for Hillary Clinton to ask for a do-over.
Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi, you can change your vote. It is legal to do so.
The correspondent Dana Bash says state laws do vary.
Wisconsin, where he was, you can actually change your vote legally 3 times.
Trump calls Hillary Clinton the candidate of yesterday. The latest Washington Post ABC News tracking poll has Trump and Clinton in a virtual dead heat nationally, but Clinton still leads Trump by 6 points in Virginia. Mainly, the Post says, because of anti-Trump sentiment in the northern Virginia suburbs of Washington. By this time next week, we'll hopefully know who won the presidential election. But regardless of who you're voting for, a new poll finds most people agree on one thing.
They are indeed tired of the way the system is currently working, and they want change to take place.
That's one of the major findings of the University of Maryland's Critical Issues poll. Associate Director Stella Rouse says party affiliation doesn't matter.
90% of Republicans have this sentiment, but it's not just Republicans. We see 68% of Democrats and 79% of independents who really feel this way.
The poll of more than 1,500 people has a margin of error of 2.5%. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Investigators hope an autopsy, a survivor, and recording equipment will help explain why a school bus slammed into a commuter bus in Baltimore yesterday, killing 6 people. The NTSB is leading the investigation. The state medical examiner will try to determine if the school bus driver suffered a medical emergency. The D.C. Council is advancing a bill to raise the minimum age to buy cigarettes to 21. But that isn't really what the discussion is about.
Everyone agrees teenagers shouldn't smoke, but
surely there must be a better way to curb youth tobacco use than to rely on our police force to stop our young people.
Councilmember David Grosso says even though it's just a $25 fine,
this is about negative interactions with the police. It's about negative interactions with the government.
Quite frankly, I don't appreciate being lectured to about issues that I don't only read in a book, but that I've experienced as a young man growing up in this city.
Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie says there has to be consequences. Grosso, though, says those consequences can pile
I just think it's ridiculous that this council can't stand up for the youth in this city.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Anne Arundel County School Board votes today on next year's school calendar. The good news for students is there may be a longer summer break. The bad news, the calendar also trims back spring break and Christmas break and cuts the number of built-in snow days. In Charlottesville, jurors are expected to begin deliberation today in the defamation lawsuit against Rolling Stone magazine. A UVA administrator is suing for damages for the way the magazine portrayed her in its now discredited article about an alleged gang rape of a UVA student. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,037, the Nasdaq at 5154. Sports, the World Series is going to Game 7 tonight after a resounding Cubs win over Cleveland last night. NHL, the Caps beat Winnipeg. NBA, the Wizards host Toronto tonight. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's the big story?
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant. It is the craziest political season ever, ever in American history.
9 to noon.
All kinds of stuff to talk about.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. Did you know the commuting benefits you currently or plan to provide to your employees may designate you as a best workplace for commuters? Call 703-877-5704 to see if you qualify.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, your lanes are open passing the Prince William Parkway, but the crash is still on the left shoulder. There's help there, so just be careful as you head beyond the crash. You don't want to have a second incident there. Again, that's 95 North at the Prince William Parkway. Now, 395, once you come off the Beltway, it's a solid lineup across the 14th Street Bridge. We had the crash on the 14th Street Bridge. That's been cleared. Southbound side of the George Washington Parkway, a deer was struck south of 123. Still a bit of activity there, so as you come off the Beltway, watch for those brake lights. Jammed is DC 295. Now, DDOT tells me the initial crash, northbound near the Naval Research Lab, they headed over to the shoulder. They had one in the backups, but delays off of each direction of the Beltway. Looks like to the shoulder, too, and Maryland inbound on 50 before the Beltway. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, hang on here. These delays really increased here to get beyond the crash, which is southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway between 175 and 32. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push temperatures up now. A mild morning, about 10 above average with a little overcast around. But then sunshine comes in and mostly sunny this afternoon, 77. Tonight about 59. Tomorrow, how about 81 degrees? Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower late in the day. Sunshine coming in on Friday, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Centerville, 48 in Frederick, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Fairfax County Department of Transportation. The D.C. Council battles over the definition of adulthood. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to be talking to KT McFarland. At 8:05, Tom Bevan with Real Clear Politics. And at 8:35, sports reporter Sally Jenkins from the Washington Post. We got this Trent Williams thing. We got this downturn in NFL games. People are not watching as much. What's it all about? Sally Jenkins will tell us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
When a kid participates in school sports, the benefits can be enormous. It's great for their health, of course, but it's also good for their mental abilities. It's good for their discipline. It actually lowers crime, studies have seen. It actually lowers teen pregnancy. So participating in school sports has a whole lot of benefits. The problem is that most school districts actually have a small, but for some families, significant fee to play sports because it covers equipment, it covers uniforms, it covers a lot of the things that aren't currently paid for by the school district outright. And it's understandable because why should all of the kids who go to school, why should their parents' tax dollars all pay for these things if only a small percentage of the kids actually participate in the sports? Now, Gaithersburg is not unlike any other city across the country. Gaithersburg, Maryland, charges about $50 for this. But since 2009, they have had a little box, a little checkbox on the application that says, I am a resident of the city and I am requesting a waiver of all fees. That's all it says. Now, back in the old days, they actually, if you wanted a waiver of the fees, you had to prove why you couldn't afford to pay the fees, which some people said was a humiliating thing that they had to go through, a humiliating process. So instead, it's just a box. And of course, once the box was instituted in 2009, waiver requests soared by 1,200%. Now, that clearly wasn't a whole bunch of poor people who, up until that point, were not participating in sports. Clearly, there are a lot of people who could afford that $50 fee, but they checked the box because, hey, if you can get a waiver, why not get the waiver? Well, now they're, by the way, all of these fees, if there was a waiver, all of those fees were covered by a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation grant. So the city didn't have to pay anything, and the wealthy kids did not pay more. Their parents didn't pay more. So now the question is before the city manager there and the Gaithersburg Council as to whether they should make this change permanent and just pick this up. Always go out and get a foundation grant to pick up the costs of sports. And this is something that is being debated not just across this area, but across the country. Should local municipalities and governments now start just picking up the fee, whether you can afford it or not, just pick up the fee for sports because the benefits are so great? And is it really burdensome if you can't afford the $50? Is it really burdensome to have to show to the school district why? I mean, I go back to the original question here. If you can't afford something and everyone else has to pay for it, and you're asking for somebody else to pick up the check for you, then why is it, you know, in some way humiliating to explain on a private form to your school district, you know, your financial disclosure? Just saying, yeah, if you're offering a waiver for people who are under a certain financial limit, then here's why. Because guess what? Some people might decide they can't afford the $50, not because they don't make enough money, but because they spend too much money on stuff that they shouldn't be spending money on. So I disagree with the original premise. I have no problem, I suppose, if a local municipality decides that they want to pick up the tab for people who can't afford it, but I don't see any shame in actually laying out why and proving that you can't afford it. But that's where I stand. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Should they just do away with the box altogether and just pick up the cost? That's what they're debating in Gaithersburg right now. Brian, they're comparing it to the police department. Hey, we don't make any of the money off the police department, but it serves a common good, and we pay for it out of our revenue.
That's interesting.
This serves a common good, the school sports, so why not just do it for free?
Well, I think they have the original idea pretty good, and that is to find somebody who'd be willing to carry the freight. This is not something the taxpayers should carry the burden on. I don't believe the taxpayer dollar should be spent to shore this up. But let me just amend that by telling you a story, and that is, I am a soccer dad, and I go to a lot of games. I've been going to games now for, you know, about 9-10 years, and I've seen a lot of soccer games in Montgomery County as a whole, some in well-to-do areas, some in not-so-well-to-do areas of Montgomery County, and there are pockets where people don't make a lot of money. There is a dramatic difference between how the athletes perform in the well-to-do areas as opposed to the way they perform in the poorer areas. And it's not because the kids in the poor areas don't have the natural talent or ability. It's because their parents can't afford to get them into sports programs. It's expensive, and they don't get the opportunity. They haven't been playing, for example, soccer since they were 5 years old, as my kid has. And so I do see it. I attended a game in a sort of a depressed economic area of Montgomery County just this past season. The final score was 13-0. A soccer game, 13-0, and that was after the mercy rule had been invoked. And there's sort of an unofficial thing that when he gets up to be about 9 or 10 points against your opponent, you start pulling people off the field. You play with a fewer number of kids. You tell your players, yeah, look, we've got enough. We've won this game. Don't humiliate the other team. That even with that rule in effect, the final score was 13-0. So, I mean, it does happen. It is a thing. I would like to find some system where we find a private foundation or local businessmen willing to put up the money. How much money could it possibly be?
Well, you're making the case for using money to level the playing field between poor schools. I mean, those poor kids are still participating. This is about participation. This isn't about excelling. This isn't about winning championships. This is about just getting to play.
Well, they don't get to use the full. They don't get to be as good as they can be because they haven't had the opportunity from the ground zero in park leagues and rec leagues and all of that kind of stuff. They've not had that opportunity. So it's not only the school systems. It's also the park leagues. And I think some of this is what they're talking about here.
Matt in Alexandria, you're first up on WMAL. Go, Matt.
Hey, good morning. I'm fine with the schools picking up the tabs on, you know, the fees for the sports. Because quite frankly, as a property owner, I pay a lot of taxes to the school systems for them to build these lofty, beautiful lobbies of their schools and blah, blah, blah. And I think that they could redirect some of the money that they're already taxing me and pick up the tab for these kids. I really don't mind. Really? I think it's ridiculous that, you know, how much we're taxed and how little return we get for it. You know what? Let's redirect it in a different direction.
So, Matt, let me just ask you something. I hear what you're saying, and I think the instinct is, well, sure, let's just have the school districts pay for all the team sports. But here's the problem. It's an elite few who get to play on these teams. Number one, there are a lot of kids who try out, and they get cut because they can't make it. So why should their parents be funding the sports teams that they can't pay? And also, you know, kids with special... My daughter's got cerebral palsy. She will never play on a school sports team. Why should I be paying for other kids to play on the sports team?
You already pay property taxes, right?
Yeah.
okay, if let them allocate what you've already paid in property taxes into the fees for the other students. I mean, you're getting charged the property tax anyway.
Well, yeah, but money that goes to pay for sports uniforms could be going to textbooks and better teachers and better administrators.
But you're already paying for all the other programs that you don't use anyway, right?
What do you mean?
Well, if there's a program, let's say, you know, band or whatever it is.
Well, but those aren't exclusionary. If I want to be in band, I can be in band. But if I want to be on the basketball team, I got to be a certain height, I got to be fast, and I got to have skills. And if I don't have those things, I can't play. That's, by definition, exclusive. And I don't know if all the parents should pay for things just to benefit the exclusive few. All right, we'll continue with your calls in a moment. It is 7:15. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In DuPont Circle, crews are trying to sort out this crash. So everyone trying to merge into the circle kind of at a standstill here. Be patient as you come off of Massachusetts Avenue, up in New Hampshire Avenue, and in that corridor. Again, DuPont Circle for the crash, and crews are trying to get some of these lanes open. Take you into Maryland now. Getting out of Gaithersburg, or I should say trying to get through Gaithersburg, heading south on 355 Frederick Road, south of Shady Grove Road. Watch for the crash. Police fire rescue there. That's right near that Montgomery County Recycling Center. So this is going to be, again, southbound 355, south of Shady Grove Road, 270. Heavy volume with us as we're in the thick of the rush hour now through Urbana, Hyattstown, Clarksburg, and toward Rockville onto the 270 spur. Better on 50, Maryland, the crash prior to the Beltway, out of the travel lanes. Route 4 looks extremely slow heading up and toward Forestville. Incident reported prior to the Beltway. DC 295 trying to recover. We had two separate accidents near the Naval Research Lab. Delays out of Virginia. I know, they've been growing, and we're slow before you get to Telegraph Road to cross the bridge going north on 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got some clouds this morning giving way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon, high of 77. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low of 59. And then tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun early, then cloudy later in the day. Might have some showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, but the high is 81 degrees tomorrow. Right now, it's 56 at 717.
Freedom has wheels, or at least it should. I'm Dan Cox. I'm asking for your vote for Congress to widen I-270 and fix our transportation. But while we're stuck in traffic, my opponent Raskin was voting to tax us for the rain and then gerrymandering away our voices. Help me get the wheels of freedom moving again. Go to coxforcongress.org and please vote Dan Cox for Congress. And I approve this message.
Talking about paying a sports fee for students involved and kids involved in various sporting leagues. Apparently, out in Gaithersburg, they have waived the need to prove that you can't pay for this fee.
Right.
And they had it covered by a foundation.
In this particular case, I think they're talking about park and recreation leagues. But I mean, it's all intertwined. I mean, you have your park leagues. Most kids do park leagues and rec leagues. And then they also play in school. I think it's a fair question to ask both of the park and recreation people and also of the school system. Should you require these kids to pay a fee if their parents really can't afford them? And if you do require them, does it then depress the number of kids who can get into the system and actually become good athletes? You have to start young. And the areas where you see the best teams in Montgomery County are those areas where the kids have had the financial wherewithal to play since they were 5 years old or 6 years old. They've been doing it for a long time, and that's why they're pretty good at it.
Meanwhile, the Washington Post shows one of the great beneficiaries of this program, pointing out Ava Gonzalez and her 10-year-old son, who fled El Salvador several years ago and came here, had trouble fitting into school because he didn't speak English. But then when he was able to join the soccer team, he fit in just great. How about William in Silver Spring? You're on WMAL. Go ahead, William.
Yeah. Hey, guys. This has been threatening for years. It's like the same thing in D.C. every fall. When you say that the Washington Post comes out and says, oh, we got to donate NAFTEX to these poor kids. Yet when they show the evening news, the kids are all wearing $300 Nike shoes and $400 Tommy Hilfiger jackets. And no one says, where'd they get the money for it?
Yeah. Yeah, you wonder how many of these kids who are checking the box saying, waive my fee, also have an iPhone.
Yeah.
Thank you, William. I know. I don't see why there's any shame in just laying out specifically why you can't afford it. What's wrong with means testing on things like this? John in Potomac, you're next up on WMAL. Go ahead, John.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I was just thinking, my wife and I, we always pay every time we go to a game. It's $5 a pop.
Yep.
You know, so there's like there might be three people in my family. There's $15 right there. If my son goes, he goes to a different school, he has to pay. So why can't they use that instead of the fee?
Well, I guess clearly they'd have to raise the admission fee because they're not making enough on it to cover this. I guess, I don't know, John, you'd think that there are other ways. There's also potentials for sponsorships. In Little League, you always have sponsors. You got people who pay, put the company name on the back of the jersey and all that. What was it on the Bad News Bears? The bail bond service? Tom in Ellicott City, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Tom?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. I just wanted to correct you on one thing. You said, you know, if you wanted to be in the band, you can be in the band. But you have to remember, certain schools, you have to try out for, like, the marching unit or the competition band, and you can get cut. And those parents, I presume, I know we do up here in Howard County, we have to pay uniform fees and that type of stuff, too.
Yeah. But the parents who don't have their kids in band don't pay for it. But I do understand, and I guess they made the determination there that I guess what I'm saying is you can take band class, and they're not going to cut you. Yes, the extra bands, if you want to be in the show band or the jazz band or the marching band. Right, you know, one time in band camp, I'll tell you that later. Diane in Dayton, Maryland.
No, I want to
hear it. You're on WMAL. Hey,
band
Diane.
Bunnies, yeah.
Hi. I was just going to say there are lots of things that some parents benefit from but others don't. For instance, well, there are parents who pay for benefits that don't have kids. There are parents who pay for things like special counselors, special needs counselors, psychologists in the schools that our kids don't, you know, our kids don't go to see these people, but we pay for them because we know there's a benefit to it. So I just wanted to...
Yeah, no, you're right. And listen, that's the argument they're making, Diane, that this is for the common good and we should pay for it. I guess the distinction I'm making is this may be for the common good, but they also are set up, unlike special needs classes and unlike, you know, parents who don't have kids. The parents who don't have kids oftentimes are making that choice. Here, kids may want to participate in sports, but they're not allowed to because for one reason or another, that has nothing to do with finances. They're unable to do it because it's exclusionary.
It's now 7:22 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Recent studies showed that one of the top reasons people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis is due to dental fear. Boy, can I relate to that. You know, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were, well, let's say they weren't comfortable. It made me grow up with a fear of the dentist. I dreaded going to the dentist. I would put it off as much as I could. Now, I dodged the bullet there, honestly. I thankfully have not had any major issues with my teeth. But, you know, you could very well be setting yourself up for disaster by avoiding the dentist. So please do what I did. For the last 3 years now, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And, boy, I'm like a new man. I can go to the dentist without that fear, anxiety, and dreading it on a day-to-day basis because Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place that's designed specifically for people like us, for anyone who's had dental fears. Trust me on this one. You can go there for a safe visit, and they're going to take care of you perfectly. It's what they specialize in. So if you've got a nagging tooth pain, if you have interest in sedation dentistry, or you know what, if you're just looking for a really great dentist, call my friend Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Here's the number, 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or go online, BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Centerville, just north of I-66 with a crash. Northbound 28 right near Walney Road. Now those delays are just starting to form and forming coming off of the westbound side of 66 as well to go north on 28. For our eastbound delays through Manassas and Centerville, they're with us. On the George Washington Parkway, had a deer that was struck southbound side, GW Parkway, after 123. That's why we had those delays almost just as you come off of the Beltway. For Route 7 commuters, eastbound before Barron Cameron Avenue, had the crash that should be to the shoulder now. Let's go into DuPont Circle, where most affected, I'm seeing these delays on Massachusetts Avenue trying to merge into the circle for the crash as you pass New Hampshire Avenue. So a lot going on still in DuPont Circle. A little extra time and patience needed there. Out of Gaithersburg, the accident on 355 southbound is south of Shady Grove Road. And in Ellicott City, south on 29, right as you come off the 70 for the accident. 70 delays each direction. Update brought to you by Tanger Outlets in National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 20% on holiday gifts and fashions now at Tanger Outlets. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit milder weather now as we head on through the next couple of days. Some clouds in this morning, then developing sunshine, 77, going at or above 80 degrees by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees, 727 on WMAL. Gaithersburg now contemplating having this box where you check to say that you can't afford the sports fee there for your kids' sporting teams. Get rid of it altogether, subsidize the whole darn thing. There was a time when you actually had to prove why you couldn't afford it. Bob in College Park, you're on WMAL. Go, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're getting food stamps, you're getting welfare, I mean, is that less embarrassing? I mean, so the point is that if you're already having to prove means testing, I mean, you probably use those same forms that you use to prove your income for any other government program and just show them to a government agency. So I'm not really sure. You know, the big
it's
the same argument for voter ID, saying, well, it's so embarrassing to show an ID to vote. It's like, but what?
I agree with you, Bob. The distinction here is you mentioned a bunch of federal programs. You know, each local municipality can figure out what they want to do if they want to on a local basis. We like local control here. But I just dispute the original premise that there's some way shame in not being able to afford it. If you want someone else to pay for it, you should have to explain why you can't.
Explain why, yeah.
It's 728.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up on WMAL, KT McFarland, plus just another reason to show that the Washington Post hates the United States of America.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Police in Des Moines, Iowa say two officers have been shot and killed.
The chief of police in Des Moines says one Urbandale officer was shot just after 1 a.m. this morning. Des Moines police arrived to help and another officer was shot. The Des Moines Police Department said suspect information is still being developed.
Correspondent Bill Michaels, both officers were killed in ambush-style attacks in Des Moines. With 6 days left before Election Day, Donald Trump is now directing an appeal to people who have already voted for Hillary Clinton.
It is a rare move, and it's only legal in a handful of states, but this is Donald Trump's new message in the wake of this late-breaking news from the FBI, telling voters, look, it's not too late. You can still switch and support Donald Trump.
You can change your vote to Donald Trump. We'll make America great again, okay?
Taking that message to Wisconsin, one of several states where voters can legally switch their vote.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, the latest National Washington Post ABC News tracking poll has Clinton and Trump in a virtual dead heat nationally, but Clinton still leads Trump by 6 points in Virginia. The NTSB is taking the lead in the investigation into yesterday's bus crash in Baltimore. Six people died when a school bus crashed into an MTA commuter bus. The medical examiner will be checking to see if the 67-year-old school bus driver had a medical crisis before the crash. The Anne Arundel County School Board votes today on next year's school calendar, and it complies with the governor's executive order not to start before Labor Day. Spokesman Bob Mosher.
Our recommendation to the board is to adopt this calendar and set it in place for parents so that they can then have some certainty about when school's going to start, when school's going to end, what the breaks are going to look like in between, and they can begin to make their plans.
The calendar calls for shorter spring break and Christmas break and fewer built-in snow days. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,037, the NASDAQ at 5154. Sports, the Cubs dominate Game 6, sending the World Series to a winner-take-all Game 7 tonight. NHL, the Caps beat Winnipeg, the Wizards host the Raptors tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you just love the fall, but you know what's coming next? Winter. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and old drafty windows will make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep savings in your pocket, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, and install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. If you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window and no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made just for your home and our unique climate. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57 Creek now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. See ThompsonCreek.com for details. Call Thompson Creek right now. 855-57 Creek. That's 855-57 Creek.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Can you grab the remote? Thanks.
So, elections. Have you decided?
I don't know about president yet, but I am definitely not voting for developer Lou Ann Bennett.
Yeah, because she was supposed to build a preschool, but instead sat on the empty property for 20 years to avoid a hefty tax bill?
Yes. Plus, she may be trying to dodge more taxes now. She owns this fancy condo in Georgetown, but claims to live out here with us.
I'd kill for an apartment to crash in to avoid traffic.
Luxury apartment anywhere. Point is, Lou Ann Bennett lives the life of a D.C. insider, but claims to be one of us, living in Virginia.
Because it helps her avoid tons of D.C. taxes. How convenient.
You know, it's even richer. She wants to raise our taxes. She's for health care taxes, energy taxes, even taxes on our investments.
She wants to raise my taxes but won't pay hers?
Yeah. Developer Lou Ann Bennett. She makes government work for her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. When it comes to roofing, beware of winter.
That's when shingles crack and create gaps where water and ice cause damage. If you think your roof has a problem, don't make it suffer through one more winter. The longer you wait, the more expensive your replacement's going to be. Call now and qualified customers will receive 0% interest and no payments for one full year. Replace your roof now, pay for it next year. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, another busy morning on the toll road. We have a crash again this morning. This one's going to be inbound eastbound Dulles Toll Road after Wheelie Avenue. Delays not quite back to 28 yet, but growing quickly. So again, toll road commuters need a little extra time. If you're coming in on Route 7, we've been okay right now as you pass 28 and up toward 193, the Georgetown Pike, a little bit of volume past the Colvin Run interchanges, and then again heading toward the toll road. Now, on the Beltway through Annandale, the volume north of 66, the Legion Bridge below speed, the George Washington Parkway southbound south of 123. That's where we had an incident involving a deer. On Pennsylvania Avenue, this is going to be outside of the Beltway near Andrews. Outbound Pennsylvania Avenue at Suitland Parkway. That's where we have the crash involving the overturned car. Inbound, you can see it. And so coming out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4, very slow trying to get up through to the Beltway. 50 Maryland commuters at the Beltway. That crash to the shoulder and in DuPont Circle. Still watch for accident activity, making it a very tough merge for everyone trying to get into the circle. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push it up into the upper 70s today. The overcast this morning will give way to sunshine quickly as we get into the afternoon. Especially tonight, 59. Tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Herndon, 46 in Bowie, 55 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 7:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry because, well, you're getting your day started the right way, and we're glad you are. Coming up at 8:05, Tom Bevin, Real Clear Politics. He's going to sort out this tangled web of polls we're seeing. And at 8:35, Sally Jenkins, Washington Post, on the latest on Trent Williams' drug suspension for the Skins, and also why are ratings so bad for the NFL. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Fox News national security analyst KT McFarland. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland. It's pretty simple. It's easy to remember because it's basically her name.
Yeah.
Hey, KT, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listen, you know, you're a national security analyst, and part of national security is making sure that we in America keep our secrets secret. And we have this big email scandal that's going on right now, and we now know that a huge number of emails from the State Department and the Secretary of State, who's even her schedule is classified and secret information, ended up on a laptop that was in the possession of Anthony Weiner. I learned the other day, just yesterday, I learned that apparently that laptop used a server that was shared by a dog grooming company and a bike company in Western Canada. That's where the information was available. It does seem very plausible, doesn't it, that there's a great deal of classified information that was on this server as well, does it not?
Yeah, and I think it's more than just what, you know, what it sounds like on the surface is, oh, well, they just were careless in handling their emails. That's not a big deal. No, in fact, it is a big deal. And here's why it's a big deal. It's because what we're now seeing that presumably, as you point out, dog groomers can find out about if they could tap into a server is they're really the Clinton crime family. I mean, I've been around. I'm not naive. I've been around a long time. But to see the level and extent of the in-your-face corruption of money goes into the Clinton Foundation, and then a decision comes out of the State Department, in some cases endangering American national security. Or the questions of the debate go from the news network, the CNN, and somehow are given to Secretary Clinton prior to the debate. I mean, it's the collusion. It's the pay-to-play of foreign countries giving money to the Clinton Foundation in order to get a favorable treatment from the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. It's the news media, which is supposed to be the watchdogs of our liberty, and they become the lapdogs to power. And it's the entire Clinton machine that's just in a takedown mode.
Well,
and so the corruption of it, I think, is just stunning to me. And if that's what happened when she was Secretary of State,
yeah,
what happens when she's president?
Well, and, you know, I'm one of those, the few people who actually really couldn't care less about other countries' opinions of the United States of America.
But,
however, I have to ask, well, you know, when these, you know, sheikhs and these kings and these various other monarchs of municipalities, when they are under the understanding that the way to get something done in the United States government is to funnel cash to a former president or a foundation run by that former president, who then has ties to the current government, does it plant this seed with them that going forward, that's what America's all about? And does that damage the next guy who comes in and tries to redirect our foreign policy?
You know, I think, Larry, that's actually the biggest part of it that bothers me, is that once you go there, you don't go back. That it becomes the standard operating procedure. You know, in government, there are lots of rules about what you can and can't do. For example, the reason we have such strict campaign finance laws is that we don't let foreign countries or foreigners or foreign companies invest in political campaigns, because they'll expect something for it. And what'll they expect? Something that may be detrimental to our national security. There's a reason that if you're a government official, you're not allowed to accept an expensive gift from a foreign leader, because it looks like a bribe. And it is a bribe. And yet the Clinton Foundation was the workaround to all of those, you know, years of tradition and the system of government that we have. And then what happens when the next president, the next president, the next president? You're right. That is a new procedure. You want to get something from the, you want to get 20% of the United States uranium production? Donate to the Clinton
Foundation.
Just
make the right payment. Yeah,
that's
make
right.
Make the right payment.
Meanwhile, the Clinton folks are turning and saying, well, you know, Donald Trump, Russia. Donald Trump, Russia, 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 Russia. I've read several stories now.
I know,
that
Donald Trump's a Russian agent.
Yeah, that's right. I've read several stories now, however, that the FBI has done an initial investigation of this matter and has not found any kind of clear link.
Yeah, I mean, Trump has said on a number of different occasions, and in full disclosure, I have briefed Donald Trump. I'm on his National Security Advisory Committee, and I am very comfortable. I think his foreign policy opportunities are extraordinary in a new administration. And one of the things he's done is says, let's rethink foreign policy. Let's rethink, what are we going to be doing in the Middle East? Why are we in the middle of all these civil wars? We don't need their oil anymore. We don't want their terrorists. We want Israel to survive. Let's rethink how we're doing this, because what we've done for 15 years hasn't succeeded. Similarly, he said, what's our relationship with the Russians? Is there a way we can use the economic leverage and technological leverage we can against them? Because right now, the Russians are running the table. They're advancing in the Middle East. They're advancing in Europe. They're rattling their nuclear sabers, and this is not a way we want to go forward. And then finally, I would say, how many enemies can we have at once, right? Well, we got ISIS. That's a for sure enemy. The Chinese definitely want to replace us going forward in the next 25 years. Iran wants nuclear weapons in the Middle East. North Korea's a nut job with his hands on nukes. Do we really need another enemy? I mean, maybe there's no way to have a new relationship with Russia. Maybe they're too far gone. Maybe it's too far gone. But at least it's worth a try. Not because we give them what they want and everything they want. It's because we go to them with economic leverage and say, either you do this or else.
KT McFarland, we got to leave it there. Always good to talk to you. My gosh, KT, next time we talk to you, we will have a president-elect. So,
well,
do you have
hopefully.
Any predictions?
Hopefully. Oh, I think Trump's going to win. I think it's going to be close. But I think he's going to win, and I think it'll be a very good thing for the country.
All right. That is our first prediction from one of our regular guests. No. KT McFarland thinks Trump will win. Thanks, KT.
KT, thanks a lot. 744.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet?
If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hey, if you are one of those people who actually hires people, you have a business and you're out there, you know, helping the economy, hiring people, giving them jobs. Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidate? Hey, it's a real interesting question. You know, posting your job in one place, that's the old way of doing it. That's not the way you find quality candidates today. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with one click of the mouse. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post one time and then sit back. Watch your qualified candidates come rolling in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. There'll be no overwhelming load of emails that drop into your email account, no calls to your office. You'll quickly screen candidates, rate them, and then hire the right person quick. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners can post job on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time to try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/report.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DuPont Circle area, still talking about the crash in the circle. So as you come off of Massachusetts Avenue and all those arteries trying to feed into the circle affected with the crash cleanup, expect extra time through the circle. I know it's tough merging in there anyway, as it is. Let's go Virginia. Off the 95 to join onto the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. That's going to be slow as you get past Braddock Road. It looks like we had an incident. Should be to the shoulder. 395, a continuous solid lineup heading into town over the 14th Street Bridge. May have an accident in the backups near the Pentagon, so keep alert as crews are looking in that area. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5 out of Maryland, out of Virginia, still heavy across the bridge span. All to go north on 295, earlier accidents. Yep, we had two of them out of the travel lanes now, according to DDOT. Pennsylvania Avenue outside of the Beltway, outbound Pennsylvania Avenue at the Suitland Parkway, crash with an overturn. Now you're saying that's outbound, the opposite flow of the commute. However, inbound you can see it. So out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4, very slow, heavy traffic, worse than normal here on Route 4 up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should push temperatures up now. A mild morning, about 10 above average with a little overcast around. But then sunshine comes in and mostly sunny this afternoon, 77. Tonight about 59. Tomorrow, how about 81 degrees? Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower late in the day. Sunshine coming in on Friday, low 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees at 747.
How to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
I'm pretty sure this is the greatest damn country on this planet Earth.
You said it, brother.
And that means it's the greatest planet in this solar system.
That's right.
Let's say it's the greatest planet in the universe, shall we?
I'll go that far.
All right, then. And what makes this country so great?
I know.
What makes us drop to our knees on a daily basis and ask, like Lee Greenwood would, that God bless this nation?
What is that, Larry?
Our ability to eat ranch dressing.
Absolutely.
Board over anything we damn well please.
That's
sing
right.
It, Lee. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's buffalo chicken wings. I don't care if it's lettuce. I don't care if it's broccoli. I don't care if it's ice cream. I want to eat my ranch dressing, and I want to enjoy it without
you
any
shame. You preach on, brother. I'm with you.
Or any kind of disparagement.
Amen.
Which
Amen.
Brings us to, once again, an example why the Washington Post hates everything
that is good about America.
To be about America. Ben Adler.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wrote a column headlined, Ranch Dressing is What's Wrong with America.
Oh, he couldn't be more wrong.
He says fancy restaurants need to stop experimenting with this revolting milk rot. Milk rot. Let me just get this straight. His problem, Mr. Connoisseur here, and by the way, I take a backseat to no one in fine dining in this town. Let me tell you something. You ask my friends.
You're a gourmand.
At the Inn at Little Washington, where I dropped a coin or two this past week, and I like my fine dining,
I
all
got
right,
you.
Ladies
okay.
and gentlemen?
Right.
But his complaint about ranch dressing is that it's quote-unquote milk rot. I'm sorry, I wonder if he ever has any fancy blue cheese when he goes to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or any cheese, for that matter, because last I checked, that was rotten dairy product. It's just what you do with it, and God love ranch dressing. He says it's the kind of topping serious chefs correctly disdained for decades as extravagant and trashy.
You've got to let me in here.
All right.
Because I got to tell you.
Yeah.
There is nothing that I love better than ranch dressing.
Yeah.
If I could have a ranch dressing milkshake, I would drink it.
Well, it's got about the same nutritional value.
I rate all foods on one criteria.
Okay.
Only one criteria.
What's that?
What kind of medium would this be for ranch dressing?
Exactly.
Listen, this guy is way off the reservation.
What's the best Dorito chip right now?
Oh, the Cool Ranch.
That would be the Cool Ranch chip.
Oh, that's right. And then you take the Cool Ranch Doritos and you dip them
in the ranch dressing.
Yes.
For God's sake,
that's right. You are preaching my song, bro. I remember the days when my mom used to make it.
Yeah.
Out of buttermilk.
You got the
with
little
packet.
Powder packet, and you mix that stuff in.
That
right
stuff
there.
In on baked potatoes. I mean, there is not a food in the universe that is not made better with the addition of ranch dressing.
So you're going to love this. He says, first problem is that ranch dressing is disgusting. Well, I think we've already blown that away.
Yeah, right? He doesn't know.
Secondly, he says, diners are using it incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it on a salad makes sense, but pizza? Deep-fried food? That doesn't make any sense. But here's my favorite. The final reason why ranch dressing should be banned, in this guy's opinion, because our vulgar extravagance is going to destroy the planet and starve the global poor. Well, let me just say, that's one more reason to... Well, maybe that's not a good reason to like ranch dressing, but I'll say this. Next time we have a Star Spangled Banner and we talk about our national anthem and there's a debate whether that song is appropriate, we could easily replace it with
ranch dressing, what a blessing, ranch dressing, stop your stressing.
Let's see Colin Kaepernick kneel when we sing this song.
Hidden Valley, we salute you.
It's 7:51 on WMAL.
You've seen it before, something that sounds like a great new investment opportunity. So you invest, only to discover it's not so hot. Hi, Rick Edelman here, warning you to stay away from hot investment fads. It's a common way investors lose money, and there are six more that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. Come learn what these mistakes are and discover the right way to invest for retirement at my seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. Thousands have already attended the seminar nationwide. Now it's your chance. Come take the first step to helping you achieve your financial goals. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Tyson's Corner, Saturday, November 5th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's 7:53 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hello, Jamie. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. It's 7:53. I even said it's 7:53. It's time for our business report. I was just all wrapped up in the ranch dressing thing.
You're still, salivating.
Here's Kate Rogers.
I am here. I don't have the weather for
you,
though.
Keep the ranch on the side, by the way.
I can tell you about the stock market.
Please
so stock futures are looking a little better this morning. They now indicate a slight rise when the markets open. Investors are watching the Federal Reserve to see if and or when it plans to raise interest rates. And Wall Street is watching the ADP report due in about 20 minutes. 170,000 2,000 new hires for October are expected. Chipmaker Broadcom is buying network equipment maker Brocade for $5.5 billion in cash. Broadcom is trying to grow its storage business. Time Warner, which AT&T wants to buy, says profits rose last quarter mainly because of the success of the movie The Suicide Squad. Electronic Arts income rose because of strong sales of games like FIFA 17, Battlefield 1. And climate change has come to oil companies. Oil giants like BP, Saudi Aramco, and Shell are creating an investment fund that will be used to develop renewable energy sources. The official announcement is due Friday when the 2015 Paris Global Warming Agreement goes into effect. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And as news of skyrocketing health care costs dominate the media, I do have a bit of good news for you. Now listen closely. Are you ready for this? If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. No, really, this time you can with the concierge medical team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless, and I know firsthand how Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group put their patients' priorities first. And wouldn't you like to experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care that you deserve? You're going to feel the difference when you're a patient in Principal Medical Group. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health today. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones in his McLean office. Visit principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. That's principalmedicalgroup.com.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, trying to get out of Gaithersburg and coming southbound on 355. Crash is south of Shady Grove Road near the big recycling center. Still watch. We have a lot of police at the scene. So southbound 355, extra volume. On 270, if you're choosing that, we have delays most of the way out of Clarksburg down through to the Beltway and along the way at Shady Grove Road. New accident just reported. Trying to get into Ellicott City, the crash. Looks like it's to the shoulder, but still activity. So a while to recover. Southbound 29, right as you come off of 70 jammed in each direction. DuPont Circle, we have a crash in on the toll road, eastbound toll road near after Wheelie Avenue for accident activity. Big delays. Traffic update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A bit milder weather now as we head on through the next couple of days. Some clouds in this morning, then developing sunshine, 77, going at or above 80 degrees by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees at 7:57.
Come on, isn't it time to get your rugs clean? I mean, get a real deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and when it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system where each rug is washed by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, and replacing fine fringe on your rugs. If you call 703-241-1111 right now, you'll receive 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. That number again is 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. And coming soon, just in time for the holidays, it's the Child Help Toy Drive at Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield. To learn more, go to joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. A show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side.
Hey, it's ABC 7's Kid O'Shea in Nashville, right in the middle of all the celebrations for tonight's CMA Awards. I'm taking you live to all the star-studded excitement and fanfare. Join me throughout the day and after the CMAs tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. What's new? What's now? What's happening next? With breaking news, plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes. ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Weekdays starting at 4:25, where good mornings start.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it.
Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming up in the next hour,
we'll be joined by Tom Bevan of Real Clear Politics. Some crunching of the numbers will take place.
Plus, a birthday for Cookie Monster, and Sally Jenkins from the Washington Post tells us how the Redskins are going to do without Trent Williams in the next four games.
WNAL-FM.